It's worth mentioning, though, that I didn't hate my body or my genitalia. I didn't feel like I was in the wrong body. I felt like I was performing this elaborate act. I wouldn't have qualified as transgender. If my family, though, had been the kind of people to believe in therapy, they probably would have diagnosed me as something like gender dysmorphic and put me on hormones to stave off puberty. But in my particular case, I just woke up one day when I was 14 and I decided that I wanted to be a girl again. Puberty had hit and I had no idea what being a girl meant, and I was ready to figure out who I actually was. When a kid behaves like I did, they don't exactly have to come out, right? No one is exactly shocked. But I wasn't asked to define myself by my parents. When I was 15 and I called my father to tell him that I had fallen in love, it was the last thing on either of our minds to discuss what the consequences were of the fact that my first love was a girl. 3 years later, when I fell in love with a man, neither of my parents batted an eyelash either. See, it's one of the great blessings of my very unorthodox childhood that I wasn't ever asked to define myself as any one thing at any point. I was just allowed to be me, growing and changing in every moment. So four, almost 5 years ago, Proposition 8, the great marriage equality debate, was raising a lot of dust around this country. And at the time, getting married wasn't really something I had spent a lot of time thinking about, but I was struck by the fact that America, a country with such a tarnished civil rights record, could be repeating its mistakes so blatantly. And I remember watching the discussion on television and thinking how interesting it was that the separation of church and state was essentially drawing geographical boundaries throughout this country between places where people believed in it and places where people didn't. And then that this discussion was drawing geographical boundaries around me. If this was a war with two disparate sides, I by default fell on team gay because I certainly wasn't 100% straight. At the time, I was just beginning to emerge from this 8-year personal identity crisis zigzag that saw me go from being a boy to being this awkward girl that looked like a boy in girls' clothes to the opposite extreme of this super skimpy, overcompensating, boy-chasing, girly girl to finally just a hesitant exploration of what I actually was, a tomboyish girl who liked both boys and girls depending on the person.